Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 283. Today is Saturday, January 15, 2022. That's what I've got to get used to saying. I'm your host, Lita. We're starting off a new year, so happy new year, everybody. Welcome, chat room, everybody that is here. We see Fair, Nisi, Chris, Tiber, Zaya. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming and hanging out. It is our first episode back. I had a lovely break, which was well needed. Work Christmas is crazy. It's a whole different type of craziness with work. So it was really good. Oh, Cozzy's here. Cozzy says Happy New Year as well. So it was really nice to have a decent break, which is good. So I do feel somewhat refreshed, which is good. As you can see, I have made some changes. So thank you, Chris. I hope you like the backgrounds. Yes, which is one of the things. So let's talk about, we'll start off. Obviously 2022, it's a new year. I thought it was time we needed some change. I needed some change with mixing up things for the stream. So I hope you guys like what I've done. If not, well, it is what it is. But I decided that the theme, I wanted to get away. Now, you know I love purple. You know I love purple. Purple and red, two of my top favorite colors of all time. But I felt like the overlay for the stream, I wanted to do something a little different. So we've taken from our logo and I've created something a little different anyway. So yeah, so just to keep with the theme of WoW Challenges and our logo and kind of the coloring that we are known for. All right, so I wanted to mix it up with that. Now the other thing is I retired the space pictures that Stone had incorporated way back when, and as I have mentioned to you guys, to send in some WoW challenges, your challenge screenshots, which is what we've got in the background, not behind me, but behind me. So I've got many, many shots. So thank you to those that have sent them through. What's the matter, Cozzy? I don't know where he is. I think he's waiting for his dad. Yeah, so some great screenshots. So again, thank you for submitting. If you've got more, send them in. I'll just add them to the pile, which is great. At the moment, primarily most of them are mine. Because again, I've had a lot of screenshots to pull from. And I may have made some new ones, but yeah, it's, you know, anything that you think would be good. So we've got all different ones. So thank you to Zaya, Nisi, Fair for sending them in, you know, and everyone else. Again, if you've got something good, send them in and I can put them up for sure. So so that's a little bit different. I also changed out the intro screen. I don't know if you have seen that. You'll also see for the outro, I've done some screenshots for that. If you figured it out, you did notice. Excellent. So what I did was I went into the zones for Shadowlands and pretty much just raised my camera and kind of was trying to get that sky vibe from Bastion. So Bastion, Revendreth, Ardenweald and Maldraxxus. So obviously you could probably pick which ones are from where. But yeah, I thought it would be fun again to get away from the whole space and to incorporate more of World of Warcraft, which is what we're here for. So yeah. And as much as that we've had these wonderful, and the way that Stone had everything set up, you know, we've had it for 6 years, which has been great. But as I said, for me, I felt like it was time. We needed a bit of a change. And I feel like this year in particular, lots of changes, things will be happening. So I wanted to do it, and I had some time because I'm not fast at doing this stuff, guys. It does take me a little bit of time to work it all out, and but we got there. So that's what we've got. Also, what else did I have to tell you? Oh, yes. Now, the other thing that was a really hard decision to make, but I have decided to retire Epic's outro. Now, you guys know he's been not only a wonderful friend to us at WoW Challenges, but to me personally. And not having him here, and I miss him greatly, and I don't want to get all upset about, but his passing has, it's been a bit hard. So I wanted to, for the end of 2021, is to retire. And as much as I could, you know, throw in from his outro and just put in 2022 and, you know, the little speech and edit that, I didn't want to butcher his outro that we've had for 6+ years. And therefore, I felt it was time that as much as he is here in my heart, that for what I needed to sort a new outro. So I have got a new outro, which you'll hear at the end. I hope you will like it. I've done it with some help from my husband, which is good. So we will see. But again, just wanted to not butcher Epic's outro, and I've retired that. So he will always be a wonderful friend and has been for a long time. So miss him greatly. All right. Now, the other thing that I want to make mention of is for the way I'm going to be running this year's in particular, whether it's just going to be for this year, I don't know. We will see how it goes. But for the WoW challenges, for the live streaming, I will tell you right now, I'll be taking at least one Sunday off a month. Sunday for me, Saturday for you guys. IRL, especially with my health and getting back to working a lot more, I need some rest time. So we're going to take a break probably once a month. Okay. So we're not going to be here every single week. And obviously if I've got family commitments and things like that, I'm just not going to do a show. So just going to give you all the heads up that there will be times, but I should be able to let you know, towards the end of the show, if I'll be here the next week or whatnot. All right. Cause one, we have family, we have real life to deal with, and I need to rest. I am nearly back to full-time work with my knee and with work and all of that, and it does take a little bit of a toll because it's a lot different work that I am doing. So physically it is tiring me a lot more, so it just takes a bit to get over it. It's good, don't get me wrong. Where I am with working at the moment is fantastic. It's very interesting, very challenging, which is good. So it's just, yeah, I get very, very tired because it's a bit more physical. We work, yeah, apparently Chris, yes. So yeah, so that's what we're going to do. The other thing is, if there's anyone out there that would like to come and have a chat on the show, please feel free. Get in contact with me, email me at podcast@wowchallenges.com. Let me know, tell us about your challenge adventures. I'm always up to having a chat with anyone about their challenge adventures. Obviously, if you've got a, question, an interesting topic, anything that you would like answered, you're not sure of yourself, don't forget, you can send that through, and it could be a focus for that week, or it could be we could have you on to chat about it as well. So there's different ways that we can do things. So throwing it out to you guys, if you want to come on, please, get in contact with me. We'd love to chat to all different types, which is great. I also know that I've got our wonderful mods who do help me out a lot, and where is it? And I appreciate them all greatly. So, so hearts to you all. But and I'll certainly they will pop in and help co-host and things like that. But I'm gonna guess you're probably gonna see me doing more solo shows as well this year, just because sometimes we just need to keep it short shows and things like that. All right, I've got a few other things to talk about, but I might wait on that. We might get into our Challenger 2022 resolutions or goals, whatever you want to call them. So last year I put out the question, what did you want to do? What do you want to achieve challenger-wise for 2022? And we got quite a few responses. So thank you guys. That was awesome. So let's start off. And there's going to be some stuff that people are going to mention, and I'm going to come back and talk to that after. All right. So first off, Rude sent in some stuff. So he said he wants to get an Ironman and a pacifist to level 60. Currently he has two Ironmen at level 50 past the more. The pacifist is level 45, now leveling a normal toon to level 60 first, which is excellent. Now, the other thing that he did mention, and as you know, Rod has been part of the Code Wardens team. He, and I've got no problem, we're going to talk about this in a bit because I think it's something that we need to talk about. But he did mention in the response for this that he hopes that someone's able to fix the website and the underlying scripts. But he says, to be honest, he thinks it's very, very difficult, impossible to fix this. Major reason is there's no documentation. Backup is implemented badly. So he's asking, to the original authors to document, etc., and test the environment. Cutting and pasting a code for what we have is certainly not conducive. So he says that he hopes that that it will get sorted. All right. He says he wishes you all the best for 2022. So I will address that shortly. I also got a response email from Zale, which said, not much, only to get the website working again. Which, yes, Zale is on it. Fair sent me in one saying, I'm not really a resolution maker, but I have one for all of my challenges. Live, no dying. I'm a little more comfortable with goals, as So here are a couple of those. Get my current three pacifists to max level, including my Tauren Flower Child Druid. To hit max level on my current mid-50s irons, a druid and a hunter. I'd hope to be able to do this officially, but I still want to do it. So get a green man hunter to max level. I just want to be able to do something besides the usual world quests, maybe. Okay, so they sound like good goals. So thank you, Fat. Tiber sent me an email, which is, "Hi, leader, cast members, and chat room. My challenge resolutions. Finish leveling my level 55 Iron Man to 60. I'd like to level another Iron Man Paladin to 60 and an Iron Man Rogue also. Finish leveling my two 50 plus pacifists to 60. Level a new pacifist in a new class, possibly mage, from 1 to 60. Lose even less challenges than I did in 2021, which will be tough since I only lost 9 last year. That's what I'm hoping for my 2022 challenges. Best wishes to all of you in and out of game. I hope you all have a wonderful 2022. Tiber." Thank you, Tiber. That's lovely. And that's some really good goals there, Tiber. Definitely achievable. So, you know, good luck with those. All right. Dave DeHunter on Twitter sent through my one and only resolution. Can't break it if you don't make it. True. Thanks, Dave. Nisi also sent through, "Main goal is to get the remaining classes I still need to max as a bloodthirsty and maybe get my iron to max." Nisi, how many bloods have you still got to go? Just, I know, surely, get ready, sweet lady. 6. 6? Excellent. Excellent. Well, that's good. Fantastic. All right. Well, look, good luck. If there's anyone that can do this, I'm sure it's you. So you can do it. Okay. Now, we're coming. If your sanity holds, understandable. Absolutely. Hi, guys. Hello. Welcome. Peridon. Hi. Hi, everybody. Welcome. The raid is here. Peridon's raid. I think Peridon's just finished a 12-hour raid. I am guessing. How'd it go? Hope it went really well. I'm guessing. Lots of guys, thank you for popping in. I appreciate that. 12-hour raid, yes. 12-hour stream. So how'd it go? Mount farming, I'm guessing. Lots of good things, which is good. Yeah, that's great. So thank you. Welcome, guys. 2 mounts, 2 sour candies. Good fun. Not 12-hour raid, Chris. I know. Understandable. Well, thank you, guys. Appreciate it for popping in. Understand, that's very sweet of you all for doing that. So thank you. This is our first back, which is fantastic. So well done on the timing. You got Felsteel Annihilator and Lucid Nightmare. Nice. Well done. That's awesome. Congratulations. That's great. Anyway, we're just talking about our 2022 goals for our challenge players. So for those that may be new and don't know about WoW Challenges, we are the WoW Challenges. We are the home of the Iron Man. We also are pacifists, bloodthirsties, all sorts of challenging ways to play your World of Warcraft characters. It's a very interesting, certainly very interesting to way to play. Iron Man is all about not dying. So normal questing, not wearing any gear above gray or white. Bloodthirsty is about killing, no questing, literally. You're allowed to have gear up to green. And Pacifist is about no killing whatsoever. So you can do quests, but you cannot kill. And it's very, very interesting. I really am enjoying a pacifist, yes, which is good. But so welcome, and thanks for popping in, guys. Do appreciate that. Anyway, so I was just gonna quickly tell you what my goals for 2022. So we've heard from many of our wonderful challenge players and our mods, which is great, so thank you for that. But I had put down three things for my goals for this year. One is more WoW time. Now, the reason I say this is, you guys know I do a lot of screenshots. So I went back and moved all my screenshots from last year out and put them in a safe space, and then I compared them to how many screenshots I had for 2020. So in 2020 I had 1,439 screenshots that I had taken over the course of a year, which admittedly 2020 was probably a little tame for me, because you know I do love a good screenshot. And then I looked at what I had for last year. So for last year, I had 195, which means that there was not a lot of playtime. Understandably, what with the wedding and all of that kind of thing, yes. So my goal this year is more WoW time. The other goal, so goal number two, is to get my passy liters to max. So both the Night Elf Rogue and my Tauren Druid. And the third reason, which is most important, and I think you would agree, and it's not no drink more coffee, because that's a given, but number three would be to not fall asleep at the keyboard. That is my goal, because trust me, it's still happening even when I'm not playing well. So yeah, so they're my goals for this year. Excuse me. So thank you everyone for sending those in. I do appreciate that. And again, if you've got goals that you've got, you know, send them through to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Let me know. And it's always intriguing as to what everyone's goals for your challenge turns for playing WoW is. You know, we all play WoW in different ways, and it's always intriguing to, you know, see what other people set, which is great. Me falling asleep was the best. It's happened way too often, Peridon. I was editing and playing around. As you guys can probably notice, I've changed up a few things for this stream now. We've changed a few things around. And I must admit, last night, while I was fine-tuning stuff, that I may have nodded off and about three times. Yes, rule number one. What leader's rule number one is, do not play your challenge tunes when you're tired. That still stands right through everything. Rule number two is always drink coffee. You can never have enough. Hang on, where's my little? Here we go. Here's my little tag.
Coffee is my blood.
That's correct. All right. So just quickly, because I didn't want to make this a hugely long stream back, but I did want to let you know I did get some Christmas holiday playtime in, which is great. So I did have Passy Leader hit 56, so we're nearly there. So that's my Night Elf Rogue, so that's my main girl for Passies. I did get my Druid Passy, which is Passy Leader F. You know my naming convention, but for those that don't, I kind of have what they are, Leader somewhere in there, and I've just been adding when I kill them off a letter from the alphabet. So F is what, 6? So yeah. So, but Passy Leader, the Night Elf Rogue, she's my original. So Passy Leader F hit 54. So yeah, so we're getting there. Hi, Mrs. Rock Guru. Hi, welcome. Passy Leader D, which is my little gnome rogue, hit 43. So I've got 3 pacifists at the moment. I've got 3. Crazy. Which is, you know, great. Dave. Hey, Dave. Dave DeHawker. Dave. Nice name change, Dave. Like it. Welcome. And I did, Nisi, you'll be proud of me, I did bring out Blood Leader, my human warrior, and she hit 31. I did take her back in Chromie time, and you know where I went. There's literally only one place I'm going to start if I'm going Bloodthirsties. We go to Loch Modan. Of course we do. So, off we go. Yeah. All right. What's Dave said? Formerly Dave DeHunter, I was watching a crafter stream. Someone commented about crocheting. Response was, no crochet hooks, can't be a hooker. I commented, I used to rug hook. Does that make me a hooker? The reply, yes indeed. So I became Dave DeHooker. Nice. That is actually one craft I'm not good at, is crocheting. I can knit, I can quilt, I can sew, I can do all those things, but yeah, I'm not good at crocheting, which I don't mind. I think I've got enough on my plate. Nisi says, I DC'd earlier on my level 53 monk, thought I was coming back to a dead bot. Oh, Nisi, that was lucky. Fair, same, no crochet. Every other fiber thing but that, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. My dad's dad, my grandcha, we used to call him grandcha, he was very, very good. My grandmother, dad's mum, used to knit. She was an amazing knitter. She taught me how to knit, and my grandcha, he could crochet, and he did some exquisite work, but I just never got into it. Your needle felting right now. Cool. Okay. Well, Seb, thank you. Hey, guys. Thanks for the subs. It's very sweet. Thank you. All right. Anyway, so I did get some playtime over the Christmas, New Year, a little bit of a break, which is good. But we're going to... Where is my news bumper? Let's play this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Alrighty, so a couple of things first off before I get into a little bit of some nitty gritty is just some congratulations to Lili. I'm going to butcher the names. I apologize. Lyrina. Maybe I'm becoming our 34th Iron Man again, not verified because we've not got a working website at the moment. We also congratulations on Fair. She got not only one but 2 new pacifists, so our 11th and 12th pacifist champions. So again, we need to verify the runs, but you know, congratulations, Fair. She, like, again, our pacifist queen. Nisi is our bloodthirsty queen. And Fair is our pacifist queen. So, you know, picking those two brains, which I love to do because there's so much information that they give us, is great. So congratulations on that. And because, you know, he's just seriously, he's just like a machine. He's like Azzy, like Stir. Zaya got another bloodthirsty. So, on our ninth bloodthirsties, is only our ninth. Wow. It feels like there's more. Zaya got Zaya Birdie. I think I'm saying that right. Zaya, apologize if it's wrong pronunciation. A bloodthirsty Max as well. So you guys have been extremely busy, which is fantastic. So well done. So where's my little cheer? I've got a little applause. Here we go. Well done, guys. That is fantastic. Now, a couple of things that I want to make mention of. Now, first off is I want to say thank you to Zaya. Zaya's actually joined the Code Wardens for us. He is having a look through the code. Now, as you guys know, we have had a lot of issues in the last year or so. And since it's just things have not been working. So let me just be completely and utterly honest and upfront that the website's been completely and utterly shit for quite some time. It has. There's no way else to say it. Things are not working, and we've just had people, obviously, with the way that the pandemic's been around, real life has changed for a lot of people. Things that have gone on, obviously, with Blizzard, I think has also impacted. So perhaps people aren't playing games like WoW as much. Like there's all sorts of reasons, whatever it is, but we've really had no one to properly help with code. And unfortunately, from the code that it used to be when Stone made the code, we've had how many expansions, we've had how many changes within all of that. It's been tweaked and changed, and then when Stone passed it over to Alm took it and changed a lot of other things to also incorporate a new website and all of that. So this is where we are. And Alm's not here anymore. He's gone. And we've tried to put in measures to help combat all of that, but it's not worked because real life has impacted. And when it comes down to it, people aren't playing. Basically, they're not challenge players, the majority of the Code Wardens, and that's fine. You don't have to be, but it certainly helps. Everyone else that we've had with Stone, Ulm, etc., have always been challenge players, so it doesn't help when you don't play a challenge tune to kind of understand maybe the coding. Yeah, so it's been a bit of a headache, and people have not had a lot of time to delve into it. And when they get into the code, I know Nap has said to me a few times, you know, the code is a freaking mess. And it is. Like, I'm not a coder. If I was a coder, I'd go in and I'd fix it. But I can't. I am not a coder. Rod tried to help. He put up his hand and said, I can have a look at it. It's, you know, he's basically come back and said, it seems to be too much for what he knows. So Zaya put up his hand and said he'd have a look at it. And again, thank you. He's got access. He's having a look. He's playing around. And we'll see. You know, I know Nap's been helping, and thank you, Nap. He's not here. He's not probably not listening, but to Nap Time, I have to say a huge thank you, because whenever I have asked, he, out of the Code Wardens, has certainly gotten back to me with answers and gone in and helped grant access and things like that. So to Nap Time, I have to say a huge thank you. And he's still here, but I know his IRL is extremely crazy, and he's trying to help where he can. But we've got Zaz going to poke around and see what he can come up with as well. So again, you know, we do appreciate it. I am extremely bummed that we don't have a working website. And at the moment, you know, it is what it is, but just things have been a little bit tricky the last couple of years with people going and leaving. And again, as I said, when Stone started this, Stone can code. He always says, I'm not a great coder, but he could code. So he could go in and fix things. While Om was around, he would go in and fix things straight away. I'm not a coder. I'm just a person who plays an undead warlock and loves playing challenge tunes and being part of this community. Since Stone had messaged me all those years ago, say, hey, I want you to come do a podcast with me. And I was like, okay. So yeah, it's just, that is what it is. So I'm trying to get people to help, and it's not as easy as just going, we pay someone to do it, because it's not as easy as that. But to those people that are helping, thank you. So we will see. So just sit tight. We're gonna let Zaya, do not bombard him at all. Zaya, tell me if anyone does. Just let him do what he needs to see if he can work through things. If he can't, that is a whole different thing that we will have to deal with down the track. But at the moment, him and Nap are kind of fiddling, and they're seeing what they can do. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I think that is all I have to say on that. But, you know, again, if you've got any questions, if you know any people that play well, that are into coding, let me know, you know, because we have got a massive, massive amount of code that needs, not only does it need a tweak, but it probably needs a, you know, it would be a challenge for a coder. You know, just saying. Yes, so Zaya says, I have a few hints about what to do for gear, but testing is another matter. Yep. And again, you know, this is not something that is going to happen overnight. This is something that it'll take some time. So again, just letting you guys know completely where we're at. Wow, challenges, code challenging. Exactly. Maybe that's what we need, is like, you know, get some coders all together and just be like, okay, here's the challenge, go for it. You know, the last one standing wins. What they win, I don't know. But anyway. All right. I think I have covered everything that I need to news-wise. I can't think of anything else at the moment. So let us do this cute little bumper.
This just in. It's chit-chat.
All right. So I thought we're going to change things around a little bit for chit-chat.
My coding is limited to Morse.
Morse code, yeah. Don't even get me started on that. Anyway, I thought we would start off. If you've got some cute puns, send them in. Again, you know, podcast@wildchallenges.com. Send them in to me. Let me know. But I did come up with some, and I actually found some wow ones. So I thought we would start the year with some WoW ones. If anyone sees Azzy, tell him I don't know where is Azzy. Where is Panzer? I'd like some. I haven't seen him around for a bit, so I don't know. He might be busy. Anyway, here we go. I've got some for you. All right. How does a druid cut his hair? He clips it. Ah! Yeah, I saw that one, and my first thought was not only, it was basically for Chris and for Fair. I was like, I could just see both of you, like, with your tunes. I just thought it was hilarious. So, yeah, that was for you. All right, now, I've got another one. What do you call 100 paladins in Lake Everstill? Bubble bath. I was so cute. I had to take that one. But wait, I've got another one. All right. How do you email your guildmates in Bastion? You just click ascend.
Love that.
I love that. That, I just was like, yep. Yep, I need that. I need that in my life. That was so, so hilarious. I was chuckling to myself. I thought that was good. All right, and one more. One more from... Okay, hang on. Tiber's got one. He's got a stolen joke of the week. Let's do Tiber's first. When two vegans get into an argument, is it still called a beef? Good question. I don't know. I don't... Do I know any vegans personally? I don't know. Good one. Thank you, Tiber. All right, my last one. Speaking of beef, actually, that's a good tie-in. All right, my last one is, what kind of magic do Torrens believe in? Moodoo. Oh, I had to have that. So, look, again, you know, if you got some cute World of Warcraft puns, please send them in. I would love to hear them. If you got some cute puns anyway, please send them in. Don't forget podcast at wildchallenges.com. We all, you know, I am partial to a cute pun. You know that. If they're the cuter, the better. So yeah, send them in. All right. Again, guys, thank you for hanging around. We do appreciate that greatly, and we are going to say some thank yous. I can't believe that you guys are still here. That's amazing. Thanks, guys. So just bear with me, because you know what Lita forgot to do? Because she must have had... she was too busy redesigning things, as you do. As you do. So yeah, completely forgot to put in my Iron Elite list. So we're just going to take it straight from the website, because that's what we can do. Alright, so let's do it. If it's not truly up to date, you know what, don't worry. These are the people I've got on the website as our Iron Elite. And again, we just give them major props. Let me put my little heart up, because I heart you all. So to Aleandras, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Dave Da Hunter, who is now Dave Da Hooker, Execute, Fair, Gazton, Garnagus, Chris W, Laren Ramar, Lita, who's that? Mr. Bright, 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Peridon, Rud, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, I still can't do it. I can't do it like Stone used to do it. Sorry, I can't do it. Wanima, Zaya, and Zort. So thank you very much for all your support, our wonderful Iron Elites. I will be updating those because obviously I forgot to check that in between everything else. So, dope. Actually, you know what? Let me just say that I have, oh, that was my book. I have got a little notebook that I'm keeping right here. Because you guys know, if I don't write it down, I will forget. It will happen. So, I don't know if you can see, it's in purple. Iron Elite. Alright, I've got it written down. We will fix that. Let's have some coffee, because I haven't had some coffee. Cheers, everyone. Okay. Now, Sarah and myself want to thank our wonderful mods. And again, I appreciate everything they do for me every day in all the things, not only in Discord, on the website, and the coding and all the things that they do. I truly do appreciate them doing this and being here. So thank you. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya, thank you guys. Thank you so much. To our code wardens, especially to Zaya, who is now also a code warden, and to a big thank you to Nap. He has been sorting little bits behind the scene, which is great. And to Rud for helping with some input. Appreciate that greatly. So thank you guys for that. To our chat room, everyone here, thank you, Peridon. Thank you for the raid. That's amazing. that was just so Chris is like, are you ready for it? And I'm like, going, ready for what? No, I wasn't, but thank you. So thank you to everyone who's here and who popped in. Thank you. I do appreciate that greatly. So thank you very much. Now, I will be back next Saturday, which will be January the 22nd at 7 p.m. Eastern. Nisi's going to come and have a chat. So, or I'm going to have a chat with Nisi. So, yeah. So that'll be good. We'll catch up with her. We'll see what she's been doing. Don't forget, she is our Queen of the Bloodthirsty. So if you've got any questions for her about Bloodthirsties, about things to do, then send them in. You know, we'll have a chat. I'm going to pick her brain because, you know, I'm getting back into the Bloods. And she's got a really good brain to pick. She'd probably go, yeah, no, but yeah. So, yes, send in any questions you've got, especially Bloodthirsties. And, yeah, we'll have a chat with Nisi, catch up with her. Nisi, also, please send all our love and hugs, gentle hugs, to Mr. Bright 01, please, because I know he is recovering. So, you know, give him our well wishes, please. That would be good. Thank you. All right. Now, don't forget where you can find us. So our website is wildchallenges.com. You can also find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels over there. You can listen us. You can listen us. You can listen to us and download episodes on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify. Words are hard. Leader needs more coffee. And Stitcher Radio. And again, don't forget, if you've got any screenshots that you want to send in. Love this one. Fair, look, I got your screenshot. See the pretty? I've got it. Not the one right behind me, but all the big screenshots. Screenshots from our challenge players that have sent in either on their tune or... A lot of my screenshots have gone in first person, so you can't see my challenge to New Year's in Stormwind. Exactly. I loved all the sparkly sky. All the fireworks looks great, so thank you. But yeah, so, you know, if you've got screenshots that you want to send in, you got questions, you've got interesting topics, you want to come on the show and have a chat about your challenge adventures, all of that, please get them in. And don't forget... You can, you know, you can contact me, find me. Now, I've actually put all my information down because I'm in a lot of places. If you need to find me, there are lots of places. So, Discord, I am Lita, my number one on the keyboard likes to not work sometimes. I don't know what's going. So I was looking at it and I'm like, I'm not 726. That's just weird. That's not my number. But apparently it didn't put it in correctly. So yeah. So I'm looking just to make sure it is the correct number and it's not giving it to me. But anyway, how do I do that? Doing it live, folks. Doing it live. What's my number? Anyway. I thought it came up when you 1726. It is? Okay. Oh, then that's good. That's probably why. Lita, hashtag 1726 on Discord. You can email me to my email, which is litawow@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram, which if you look for Lita Wow, I'm over there. On TikTok, I'm Lita Wow. On Twitch, I'm Lita. And Twitter, I'm at Lita Wow. And I am doing a vlog this year. That's right. This year I'm vlogging. So you can find me on YouTube. I've changed my Lita channels to, for those spoiler, if you don't know, my real name in life is Kim. So I've called my channel Kim Loves and, we're vlogging many things. So coffee, cupcakes, yep. I did baking yesterday. It's interesting. I'm learning to edit on the iPhone. It's a interesting process. So anyway, there's all sorts of places that you can find me if you need to get in contact with me. All right. So what else? I think we've got, oh, Dave says, by the way, Lita sends the best Pokemon Go gifts. Yes. And in Pokemon Go, I am Lita AU. Absolutely. So if you play that and you want, like, let me know. Cause I'm slightly, I blame my husband, for getting me addicted. I do love that. Yes, errors have been made. Speaking of, hello, my husband. Good morning. So yeah, which is good. But anyway, so I just want to say the last lot of thank yous before we go to the outro, or again, or before I lose my voice, which is going to happen. A big thank you to Mr. Bright 01 on the intro. Again, we love the intro. I'm so glad I can hear it. I finally figured out, don't ask me how I did it, but I can hear it when I play it for you guys. I can hear it audio. If anyone understands audio, please get in contact because my audio system. But anyway, So thank you, Mr. Bright 01, and also recover and rest up and recover well. Now we're going to play the outro, which is a new outro, which is, I have to say, a big thank you to my husband, Execute, for helping me with the outro. So you'll see why. He's done the words for me, and I've done the music, so I hope you guys like it. I am really happy with it, so I hope you like it. If not, guess what? You're listening to it all year. So yeah, but other than that, this was supposed to be a short show. Good one, Lita. Yeah, we're nearly an hour. Anyway, I hope you like the changes. I hope you're, you know, enjoying all the changes. I know there's quite a few, but It was time to have some changes. So I hope you're enjoying that. Please just remember to, the biggest thing is please stay safe both in and out of game. And we will be back next week. So we will see you then. Mwah to you all. Thank you for hanging out. Appreciate that. See you next week. Bye. And enjoy this.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.